Listening When Parts Speak, a practical guide to healing with internal family systems therapy and ancestor wisdom by Tamala Floyd, licensed clinical social worker. To the wise and intuitive women of my mother's line, especially Marva L. Collins Bush, my mom. This audiobook includes a supplemental PDF that contains the text of the exercises and meditations in the book, as well as the endnotes, acknowledgments, and about the author sections from the print edition. I will be referring to the PDF throughout the recording, so be sure to have it handy as you listen. It should be among the files you downloaded when you purchased this audiobook. Please listen to the meditations at a time when you can relax and when you won't be interrupted. Never listen to them while driving or engaging in activities where you need to be alert. Foreword by Richard C. Schwartz, Ph.D., founder of Internal Family Systems Therapy. I'm honored to write the foreword for this powerful, groundbreaking book. Its author, Tamala Floyd, in addition to being a self-led person and terrific writer, is our first Black internal family systems trainer. For probably 30 of the 40 years I've been developing IFS, the community was embarrassingly white. I'm so grateful for pioneers like Percy Ballard, Duran Young, and Tamala, who persisted despite hurtful slights they endured from us, until we took seriously the need to educate ourselves to become more racially sensitive. To my delight, the IFS community is quite diverse now because of the efforts of charismatic leaders like Tamala. And now she's contributing this wonderful book, which I love for several reasons. First, traditionally, the IFS Institute has focused on training therapists who would then bring IFS to their clients. Recently, we have been wanting to find ways to bring it directly to the public, and this book does that beautifully. The format of describing an IFS concept, following that with a personal example, followed by a case example, and then exercises, is very clear and user-friendly. Tamala's personal examples are compelling and courageous, and the case studies perfectly illustrate the concepts. People will be able to do considerable work on themselves by trying the exercises, and many IFS therapists will assign this book to clients as an adjunct to therapy. Second, I have been wanting the spiritual side of IFS to be more accessible and took a first step in that direction in my last book, No Bad Parts. Tamala takes a bold second step by combining IFS with a system called ancestral medicine healing. I have been working with ancestral spirits for many years, but haven't described that work for fear of IFS being written off as woo-woo. In the relatively early days of IFS's development, I discovered that some of the burdens that parts carried had nothing to do with their lived experiences. Instead, they had been passed down through generations and came from traumas that were decades or centuries old. I called these legacy burdens, and unburdening them has become a big part of the IFS process. Over the past several decades, I and many other IFS therapists have found that the spirits of clients' relatives would come to them spontaneously during sessions. After getting my skeptical parts to relax, I found those spirits to be very helpful guides for navigating clients' inner and outer lives. And they also provided clients with valuable qualities we came to call heirlooms. Now that IFS is so widespread and popular, I am emboldened to speak more openly about that kind of work and am grateful to Tamala for offering such a clear path to it, with beautiful examples and descriptions. I encourage you to work with parts who might be allergic to anything spiritual so you can experience the abundant gifts that this book offers, many of which do not relate to spirituality. You don't have to believe in the otherworldly to benefit enormously from this book. Finally, because of Tamala's extensive experience working with BIPOC clients, this book fills a void in the IFS literature. The case examples offer a window into common struggles of people of color and how to unload legacy burdens like that of the strong Black woman, the roots of which lie in slavery. Tamala's rich prose brings both her personal and case vignettes to life. This book is destined to become a classic in the IFS community and, I hope and expect, in the self-help and psychotherapy worlds too. I'm so grateful for all the riches in it and for all of Tamala's many contributions to our community. Richard C. Schwartz, PhD, founder of Internal Family Systems Therapy. Chapter 1, The Ancestors and Internal Family Systems Therapy. I sit across the table from my friend and colleague, Daphne, enthralled, listening to her words with my whole body. My skin absorbs her excitement. I feel my heart opening and expanding, my mind full of questions, and my voice ready to engage the conversation fully. I find what she's sharing riveting, unbelievable, and resonant. Daphne shares in hushed tones, not wanting the diners around us to overhear, how her connection with her ancestors through a process called ancestral lineage healing is helping her through a tough divorce. "I know this sounds woo-woo," she says, but she can't deny the miraculous impact of her ancestors' expression of love through guidance, support, advice, and care. She goes on to talk about the synchronicity and alignment of people brought into her life at exactly the right time to assist her since the beginning of her ancestral healing journey. She shares her experiences with such conviction that a part of me wants to sign up immediately. However, a part that holds skepticism thinks, "How can dead people you've never met help you in your life? This is a load of crap." I spent the greater part of my adult life seeking my own healing from childhood trauma and professionally supporting others in their healing as a psychotherapist and coach. I watched firsthand as my friend Daphne healed using the knowledge, wisdom, and support of her loving ancestors. The combination of my unfolding research on ancestral lineage healing, my ongoing search for personal healing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?